My name is Shelby. Today's date is 11/14/18. I'm speaking with Nelly, and we are recording in Virginia. So, are there any goals that you hope to accomplish in the near future?
One goal definitely would be to make sure I finish all my college applications and get them in on time. But more towards the end of the school year kind of goals, it would be more to just try and live the best senior year I could have and just spend a lot more time with my friends and with my family, because I know once I go off to school, I'm not gonna be able to see my mom as much anymore, and we're really close. So the time we have right now is really important, because I know, because all my schools I'm applying to are out of state. Mm-hmm. So I definitely will be really far from home. So when I need her, right now I have her right now. So when I have a problem that's just probably small and not that big of a deal, but I freak out, she's always there to help me calm down. But when I'm on the other side of the country and she's not able to come help me, I have to be able to realize okay, you need to handle this yourself. You're a big girl, you can do it. And just basically spending more time with family and friends.
Okay. And talking about future goals, what would you like to do as a career?
So I, for a really long time, struggled with that. And I decided right before senior year that occupational therapy is something that really interests me, because I've always liked to help people, and I worked in a retirement home, so I kind of saw what they had to do. But I am weirdly patient with people sometimes, so I know that with occupational therapy you have to be really patient, because it's gonna take them a while to get simple things down, just brushing their hair. So I know that would be something I feel good doing in. But before doing that, you have to have a prereq in either psychology, sociology, or anthropology. And anthropology really interests me, because it's the study of, humans and why they do certain things and how they got to be like that. So right now it's planning to be occupational therapy, but once I start studying anthropology, if there's another career field that interests me, I might do that. But for right now, it's occupational therapy.
Okay. So when talking about your career, would you feel there are any goals that would affect your career in any way?
I don't really think so. I think the only one that would affect would just being if there's another, when I'm studying anthropology, that other field that might pop up, that might be the one that combats against it. Because I have looked at the careers that are in anthropology, and there are definitely some that are already interesting me now, but mm-hmm. some of them don't make as much money. That's the only reason that's kind of iffy. So yeah, I think that would just be the only thing. If there's the other career that pops up that interests me more, that would be the only thing affecting me from not doing occupational therapy.
Okay. So why this field? So what about this field? I know you kind of answered it already, but
it's okay. When I was little, I changed my mind every single day of what I wanted to be, because, everyone does. But definitely, within the last few years, I would sit there and I was I want to be a doctor, or I want to be a dentist. And I'd be sitting there going, I have absolutely no idea what I want to be. So it was kind of just oh my goodness. And then one day I went home and I looked at my mom and I was okay, I need your help. What do you think I should be? And she was well, I can tell you, and I just don't know if you're going to like it. And I was oh, okay. And so then that's when she told me, she's well, occupational therapy. And she's you basically already kind of do it right now with working at a retirement home, because you already help some of the residents there that are, struggling with memory and everything. So she's like, I just see how you work with them and how well you do it, that I think you'd be really great at it. And I could, she also thinks I might be able to do, like, work really well with children as well, because I love kids so much that I could, I'm thinking of also maybe doing, like, specializing in children's occupational therapy. Mm-hmm. And I lost my train of thought. Just because I know there's, like, some people don't have patience with kids, but I definitely do, and just would love to be able to help them. And so, yeah.
So would you say there was just, like, a moment that hit you and you were like, I need to do this?
Probably after I had, when my mom and I had talked about it, and then I came to school and I was like, okay, yeah, like, I think I'm gonna do it. And then this past summer I got a chance to, like, go out to Utah, where I know a bunch of people, and I got to stay there for, like, basically a month. And while I was there, I was talking to one of my friends, he's in college and he is in physical therapy, and he was telling me all about the program. And then he has a friend who's an occupational therapist, and I got to talk to her, and, like, just talking to her made me realize, I was like, this is something I think I really want to do, because it just sounds, like, so interesting that I can't, like, not pursue it.
So is there anything that scares you about the future path you're taking, and, like, what it would it be?
Probably the only thing that scares me is just, like, I'm not sure what to expect once I get into that field, because I know that there might be some aspects that are probably gonna, like, scare me, because I know there's, like, super traumatic events that people have had happen to them that that makes them, like, end up in occupational therapy. So that might be the only thing that I think that really, like, kind of scares me right now, is I'm not sure to, like, what to expect. And I just hope, like, when that point does come, that I'll be, like, ready for it.
Yeah.
And it won't scare me as much anymore. And so, yeah.
Okay. And then, so talking about occupational therapy, are there any schools that you're looking at?
Right now, so I know a lot of people look at a lot of schools, but I am looking at three. They're all, like, the same ones but in different locations. So my, like, top one is BYU in Utah, or Provo, Utah, because they have a really excellent anthropology program that I would just, like, love to be a part of. And then after, you know, I finished that, then I would go and I'd apply for the occupational therapy program that's there. But the other two would be BYU in Idaho, and then they also have a location in Hawaii as well. Of course, I would love to go to Hawaii, but I also think I would get nothing done since the beach is a solid 15 minutes away. So, but other than that, there was another school I was thinking of, which is, I was looking at, it's like Utah State or something, I don't know, something like that, because they also, that's where my friend goes, and they have a really excellent program for occupational therapy. So I was also looking at that one as well, but right now it's basically the top two would be that one and then BYU.
Okay, well, thank you for coming and answering these questions.